Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The beef checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, beef checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Livestock futures today were higher across the board following an on-feed report Friday that was extremely some people perceived it as extremely bullish because the placement number was extremely low. But if you look at the actual numbers, the placement number was right in line with the average over the last 10 years of cattle placed into feedlots. Last year was just a really big year, and so it made this one look disproportionately low. But the placement was about the 10-year average. The number of cattle on feed is actually the highest for November 1st in the last 10 years. So there's still a lot of cattle on feed, and the marketed number was right in line. But today's action was really good. Live cattle were about 2 to 250 higher, with December live cattle up 207 at 110.17, February 245 higher at 113.10, and feeder cattle were 250 to 350 higher. January was up 345 at 138.05. Now, keep in mind, November expired at the end of last week, so now the January is the front month. Again, about $3 higher across the board. Midday boxed beef was up $4.09 on choice at 242.44, select down 45 cents at 214. The choice select spreads $27.91. Last time the box beef was quite this high, live cattle are actually a lot higher than they currently are.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Grain futures made new highs today with January soybeans touching $12. That was the high. Didn't get through it, but it touched it overnight, and it closed $11 higher, $11.92. Marches were up 12 at $11.93. And then the corn futures following right along here up 5 to 6 cents. Generally speaking here, pretty good day. Looked like they were generally following the soybean market. And then Kansas City wheat was only up a penny. Now, it was about 7 higher at the high, but it only up a penny here at $5.70 out in July. July Chicago wheat was 601 and 3 quarters, up 3.5. And then cotton futures have really taken off here. December winds down today, so now we're going to start watching the March cotton. It was up 84 at 73.80. And then the stock market today, it's not on the highs, but it's really close. It's December Dow's up 350 points currently at 29,560. The stock market's, I guess, really liking this vaccine news and the likelihood of that coming out here in the next few months, and hopefully putting this virus on the back burner and things get to going. Economically speaking, the stock market, again, about 500 points off of the high, so we're really close to that. Crude oil right now is up 52 cents in January at $42.94.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.